Are you trying to get crazy with this city? Don't you know I'm loco?
Team up here. New talking Muslim doll. We don't know what she says because we're too afraid to pull the cord. We'll leave that up there for a little bit. Shock shorts. We're just going to do a shoddy tonight. Maybe a couple of them. I just saw a video on Twitter of this guy. He's walking through the airport. I think he's over there in... I think he's in Denver. He's out there out west somewhere. And for some strange reason I tried to play it again, like... And all of a sudden, X or Twitter is saying something went wrong on all the videos. So I can't play it right now. It was going to tie into this because just about everybody at the airport, he said, are illegal. He says they're wandering around like they're picking a destination of where to go. They don't know where to go. This one guy from Venezuela, because the person was, he was American. He's a white guy. But he speaks Spanish pretty fluently from what it sounded like. And he's asking this guy from Venezuela who's looking down at his ticket or looking down at something. And he goes, where are you going? In Spanish. And the guy goes, he pretty much didn't know. He first said he was in Las Vegas and then he landed on Los Angeles. So this is where we're at. We're being invaded. And some of you might get tired of hearing about this, but don't get too tired about it because this is a real agenda. It's unfolding right now, and it leaves the world behind. I mirrored it. It's going up on my channel. It's on BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble, and of course I share it to Gab. But it's from Disclosure Hub. And it's probably close to 2 hours, but I'll tell you what, it's a fast-moving 2 hours. I watched part of it. It's really good. It's really good. It tells you what they plan on doing, and who knows. Just like with the Scamdemic, they released on Netflix, I believe it was, Pandemic. I believe Richie from Boston was talking about that, and then a couple of minutes later, months later, we had the Scamdemic. And same thing here, it looks like. I mean, it could be lights out, GPS is out, electric cars blocking roads, no way in, no way out sort of thing, no transportation, no food, I mean... It could be happening pretty soon, guys. So get stocked up, and maybe lead. Maybe you want to invest in lead. I wouldn't worry so much about gold. I appreciate the compliment, Acadian. Yes, I have been busting my arse. Completed 3 years as of this January, coming close to 3 years, solid. I think I might have skipped 1 or 2 days, and even when I did skip a day or two of producing content, I usually would double up the next day, whether mirroring a quality video plus doing my video, but I always come back with more content. I try to keep it at one a day if possible. Sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes I'm making videos that last take me all night throughout the next day just to get up on the channel. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a lot. It's a lot of so-called pulling out your hair. You know what I mean? You're at wit's end sometimes. You want to give up and then you just don't. But tonight's a short, maybe a couple of short videos. I just want to go over this real quick. I did complete, I went and got, it was wing night at a place that I've never been to. It's local, and that video is on YouTube, ScrewTube. It's going to be on Instagram, Fascist Book, but it's the hottest hot wings. I mean, I almost tapped. I ate 19 of them. I know it's loaded with sodium. I was 172.4 today. Hate to see what I weigh tomorrow. I might weigh like way later in the day and not eat or drink anything until like I can't stand it anymore and then weigh myself. So I'm going to try to just get rid of all the sodium. It's ridiculous. But I had fun doing it. Make me tap. Almost did. Face all red from the hot sauce. I mean, let's put it this way. The guy was making the wings. He had this hot sauce in a prescription bottle. You know, like that's the hot sauce company. I don't know the name of it, but it had RX, and he had a dropper full on each wing to add even more. Oh, my God. So I know I'm going to be feeling it tomorrow. Bearded Veteran, I mean, you got me craving nachos again. Cut it out, Bearded. Damn. Cut it out. Listen, 13 million gotaways alone. That's what they're saying. And 14,509 illegal crossers in one day, this past Monday alone. A Washington Examiner report puts The new estimate this week of the growing population of gotaways or getaways in the U.S. at a sky-high 13 million. They like the number. I heard a couple weeks ago that it was as high as 25 million and growing. Gotaways. It doesn't matter. The number of invaders in our country right now, if they're saying it's 13 million, it's got to be higher than that. Whatever they're saying the gotaways are, whatever they're saying the deficit is, what is it, the how much in the hole that we are in? What is it, 30? How many trillions of dollars in the red are we? I lost count. But whatever they're saying, it's like way higher than that. So they're saying that the number of invaders in our country right now is more than the population of every state. Every state, except for California, Texas, New York, and Florida. Those are the only four states that outnumber the amount of invaders that are in our country right now, according to what they're saying. I want you to let that sink in. That's enough for a state, a pretty congested state in and of itself. That's the amount of invaders in our country. And they're coming. They're coming. It's an agenda here. All right? According to Stephen Camarota, the research director for the Center for Immigration Studies, he said he thinks the number is around 13 million. I beg to differ, Mr. Camarota, the research director for the Center for Immigration Studies. I believe it's twice that. All right? If 14,509, how'd you come, really you counted heads, 509, seriously, invaded our country on Monday alone. On Monday alone, 14,500. That's like a bustling town. I've been saying this for a while. That's like a town with a school in it, with a hospital in it, several schools with factories in it, a Wally World. We'll throw in a Wally World there. Several supermarkets, several grocery stores, right? Brewski stores, liquor stores. I mean, this is a town. That's enough for a town that came in one damn day. In one day. If your town has 15,000, 20,000, pictured that many in a day coming in to this country. Military-aged men. Fighting-aged. Military-aged men. Mostly. A majority. And the Border Patrol's outnumbered, I think, 200-1. Something like that. I couldn't find the article. It's ridiculous. It's like 200-1 as far as the amount of legals compared to the amount of Border Patrol. The Border Patrol, they've arrested, let's see. They're leaking the numbers, the Border Patrol, of how many they're apprehending to the Washington Examiner. And according to the, I think it's 27,159 invaders are now in federal custody nationwide. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. They're in custody. 27,000. But how many million? How many millions of are in this country roaming around? Huh? 27,000. Whoopee. You got... They're saying 13 million gotaways that are in this country. It's got to be higher than that. And this fraudulent administration is deliberately destroying the country to get its permanent electoral majority. This is insane where we're at. This is insane. So I just want to share that with you. I want to keep you updated. I want to keep you abreast of the situation. And then you got this immigration attorney that could not believe what he heard. This illegal woman gets a court date. She breaks in the country just like the rest of them, and they get a court date, right? When's the court date? When is she going to appear in court? Oh, wait, what's this? 2031, 8 fucking years from now. Like that, like she's going to show up.
We talk about how backlogged the asylum system is. This is a notice for a Colombian woman who crossed illegally and was released into the U.S. for her to check in with ICE in New York City. And look at the date. 2031, 8 years from now. I talked to her immigration attorney. He says he was left absolutely stunned, and he's been doing this job for almost 30 years. Take a listen.
They gave her a return notice to come back in 2031. So that's quite possibly the most unusual thing I've ever seen in my near 3 decades.
Because they know they're not going to come back to court. They're just letting them in.
That the Biden administration listen. Is
They gave him a fucking far off court date to make it look like that these illegals are gonna be, and these invaders are going to be held accountable. It's a joke. It's a joke. Who's going to show up for a court date 8 years from now? Who's going to even remember that 8 years from now? No one's going to remember to go to court 8 years from now. What fucking nonsense this is. This is where we're at. This is where we're at.
Basically providing backdoor amnesty for anyone that wants to show up.
Backdoor amnesty. Exactly. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. He couldn't believe it. 8 years from now. Not next month. Not a couple weeks from now. 8 years. Because it's bullshit. It's to make it look like they're going to hold these invaders accountable. Fact that noise. Round all these sons of bitches up. Put them in a fucking FEMA camp. They want to put us patriots in there? F that noise. You got plenty of fodder right there. Millions. Round them all up. Make them go camping with Big Brother, damn it. That's what I say. You broke in this country? That's on you. Now it's time to pay the piper. But the problem is, we got criminals. Criminals running this country. Criminals running us into the ground is what they're doing. They want this to pop off. They want our infrastructure destroyed. Order out of chaos. They want millions gone by 2025. You know the drill. Just want to keep you up to date. What's going on? They say 13 million. 13, they like their numbers. 13. It's way higher than that. I might come in with another shock short tonight. Been a busy day. It's hump day. Not much going on in the news cycle. That's different than any other day. So I shared that video mirroring it to my channel about Leave the World Behind Decoded. You might want to check that out. Or don't. But whatever you do, don't be a troll out there. Stuff down your truth pipe and smoke it. Head on a swivel, get stocked up, pray up. All right? We're under siege, we're invaded. And make way, because the current must flow. Oh yeah, I forgot. If you listen to this, you are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.